Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program about environmental events and issues in southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today we're joined by Brad Lancaster, co-founder of Desert Harvesters. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Could you summarize the activities of Desert Harvest?
Yeah, so Desert Harvesters is all about how we, living in the Sonoran Desert, can engage with and partner with the wild food plants in the Sonoran Desert. So we show people how they can harvest safely from these plants, process it, and turn it into amazing food.
What are the advantages of harvesting the desert plants instead of just going to the supermarket?
Well, for one, it's free, and two, many of these wild desert foods slow the body's intake of sugars, so they're really good for people with hypoglycemia or diabetes, and they're also naturally nutritious and delicious. We're not about going out into the desert and harvesting. We're about planting the abundance of the desert where you live. So how can you grow these abundant crops that don't need any supplemental irrigation from groundwater or Colorado River water? They can thrive just on naturally harvested rain. So we say plant the rain and then plant the wild food crop.
I was wondering about planting the rain. I'm trying to picture that.
To plant the rain, you create a bowl-like shape in the ground in which or besides which you plant the plants. So when it rains, you'll get this puddle next to or around the plant, and then you mulch that basin with organic matter. If there's any pods you don't harvest, don't rake them up and throw them away. Instead, let them gather. So you create this spongy-like material of organic matter that absorbs the rain and greatly reduces the rate at which it's lost to evaporation. You want to make sure you leave the leaves. We call leaves leaves because we're supposed to leave them under the plant from which they fall, so their nutrients can cycle back into the soil and back into the plant.
And it's harvesting time right now?
The mesquite harvest is full on. Folks should get out there, taste before you pick. If you like it, keep picking. If you don't like it, go to another tree. You want one that tastes sweet. Avoid trees that are bitter, chalky. The native velvet mesquites tend to be really sweet.
Why this timing of the harvest? Well, usually harvest is later in the year.
This is the time to harvest mesquite before the summer rains. The mesquite are full on with seed production and fruit production right now because they want their seed on the ground when the rain hits. But in addition, this is the safest time to harvest and you get the highest quality harvest because after the rains come on, the pods can get wet and then you can get different molds and fungus growing on it.
You have a lot of things going on around the harvest.
Yeah. June 18th at the Santa Cruz River Farmers Market, we are going to have a number of guided harvest tours where we will take people and show them how they harvest the mesquite and more. And then we have on June 25th at the Santa Cruz River Farmers Market, a mesquite milling. Then on June 26th at Tap and Bottle, we will have a celebration of the harvest. Iron John Brewing will be providing an incredible locally made beer that is infused with the flowers of creosote.
Thank you very much, Brad. You can find out more about the Desert Harvesters at desertharvesters.org. Thank you very much for listening.